Now, cow, settle down. Find yourself comfortable. Every inch of you is made for comfort, after all. There are soft places your hands tend to settle, associated with those pathways toward milking you've internalized, that you are a vital, constant producer of the very things that make you moo. And we're going to find a new way to milk some moos out of you, turning your cow thoughts toward a lustful bent. Cow tools for you to choose, ways to feel so good that all your thoughts go cowward more easily. Cow slutting it up internally. So get in position for me, as comfortable as you can. You're already lustfully drawn, already hooked on finding a way to bring your hands, your fingers, to the tips of your nips, to play with what builds up inside of you, inside of Moo, for milking out again. Think only of how good it would feel to milk all those excess thoughts from the weary world around your cow time out of your nips to denote that you find that your tits, like mine, tend to overflow with all the things that don't need to be in you. And maybe that makes a hole that some other thoughts could slide right into, or other things to milk out the moo. A powerful focus for pleasure, and that focus is these words, cow slutting it up, your body and its awakening urge working together in a surge of thoughtless docility that may, like it does in me, wind up with your hands on your tits, or any other bits of you that can milk a moo or two out of your brain and into the place where they need to be, your hands, or anything else that fills a hole. Every word you've heard fills a hole, slotting into place, not for me. You do agree. Good cow now, follow me down now. These are tricks you should do. Good cow in you, and you're a slut for this. The dance of your fingers over your nips, a slut for trance too. The dancing slide deeper down, knowing what you are. Knowing more about you when you cow up your brain. An opportunity calling from outside, magnetizing all those thoughts you don't need to slip down that hole in your brain, or toward any other hole, given freedom and permission, an uncontrolled roll of your cow hips, like your fingers roll over your cow nips, bouncing ounce by ounce, bouncing, churning every thick little thought. A cow's got so many lovely places to milk out another moo. Cow brain, without a doubt, that's what's in you. You're doing this to yourself. Doing this to take those moos and give them a place to be. Nod and agree. You nod and agree. Churned up inside for me, so settle down. Oh, did I get you so worked up, cow? Don't worry, we're gonna settle you down so you can access all the things always running in the background, the signal down below. Going with the flow and helping the milk to flow, cause you know that milking moos out of you reinforces all the paths into cow slutting it up, and it is a sultry, indulgent, hedonistic thing to milk pleasure out of your pinchable, squeezable nipples. Moo. And any session that acknowledges this just tends to work better for you, because it works with what you're doing. It goes with the flow, and a cow in the know knows that milking moos out of you is a great way to get you to agree with me, just like milking ooze out of me is what I'm always doing. There's a part of each of us which is just letting this in. Never ever doing anything but let new things in that make you more cow now. And it might just be there's something lower down than your nipples that can milk new thoughts out of you to make room for more moo. It's easier to get things dislodged when multiple methods milk and melt your cow mind into slutty, sultry, squirming thickness, into churning things up ahead of you, like being pulled forward by those nipples. 10, 9, 8, 7, pinch, squeeze, hot, thick, 6, 5, moo, and 3 and 2. That's what's in you. Be blank now, cow, and docilify your mind, turning more thoughts to liquid to fill your nips, or to lubricate somewhat lower down with a squirm and a churn and a settling 1, 2. It's so exciting to squirm your hips, cow. As part of the whole equation, you might get more awake, slide back towards surfacing, even if you didn't notice, slipping down. 3, 4, cow thoughts. Docile, slow, easier to catch, cow, now. 5, 6, 7, 8. There's no particular yearning, no reason we should slide you back down, but if there is, it's not too late to turn all this around. Are you all turned around, cow? All turned around now? 6, 5, pinch your nips. 1, 2, there they are. Moo. Down now, cow. Deeper down indeed, 'cause something churning, yearning, empty, wanting is making its need known, cow. Now. Wiggle your butt, slut it up, think of your hindquarters squirming, moving as the milking pulls your attention to your nipples, which just distracts you. Until with a moo, you're pulled to a spreading warmth, somewhat deeper down. I'm deep down, you get deep down, milking your nipples now and anything else that feels good. You're a cow slut and you do what you should to fulfill the role. Roll of your hips, roll of your eyes, roll of your fingers across your mesmerized nipples that begin the process. Aren't your tits always dropped before the rest of you? Lift and drop them, then go moo and nod along, cow. Not long now, cow. How would you cling to the surface when eyes rolling, hips rolling, nips rolling between your fingers is the natural state of you? The natural state of moo. And you know what to do now, cow. Deeper down.